I work with Dr. Hargarten at the Medical College of Wisconsin in Milwaukee. Dr. Hargarten is professor and chair for the Department of Emergency Medicine. He's director and founder, probably, of the Injury Research Center at the Medical College of Wisconsin. He's chair of the Statewide Committee on Trauma System Development, chair of the Statewide Committee on Seatbelt Coalition. He was recently elected to the Institute of Medicine. His research interests reflect an intersection of injury prevention, health policy to address the burdens of injuries. And for a little less than 2 years now, Dr. Hargarten has been the Associate Dean for Global Health and directs the Medical College of Wisconsin's Global Health Program. Steve?
Thanks very much, Jim. Good afternoon. It's indeed a pleasure, delight, and honor to be with you and to talk about global health. A quick background and disclosure. The only relationship I disclose is I'm married happily to my wife. She's terrific, but I have no other disclosures to give. I am funded through the Injury Research Center by the Centers for Disease Control. Also, in my background, I was one of those 5% of students that we had on the graph back in the 1970s when I was in medical school. I did an elective in Nicaragua for 2 months. That led me to do my internship in the Canal Zone in Panama. The United States owned the Canal Zone back then many years ago. And I've also served in many different areas, such as Thailand, and trained physicians in emergency medical services in a variety of countries, including Poland. So my career started heavily in international global health, and with Jim's comment that I serve now as Associate Dean for Global Health at our medical school, I'm delighted to come back to that, to this area that is so exciting and growing significantly. For my presentation, it's really a case study, if you will, of a medical school organizing itself around global health, and that's been my privilege for almost 2 years now at the college, and I work closely with Tiffany Fraser, who's the program manager, who couldn't be here today, and the two of us organize our efforts at the medical college. When we are framing our program at the medical college around the four strategic missions of the Medical College of Wisconsin, clinical care, education, we'll go into that in more detail, public health, and research, and literally having the global health program intersect and interface with all four parts of the medical college's strategic missions. The health training issues we've been starting to discuss, there are glaring gaps and inequities persistent within and between countries. Failure to share health advances equitably is a challenge. New infectious, environmental, and behavioral risks are emerging. Health security is being threatened. We see that in some of the infectious diseases that we've been struggling with during this century. Health systems are struggling additional demands on health workers, and professional education, as has been noted, is not keeping pace. Mismatch of competencies to patient and population needs, and narrow technical focus without broader contextual understanding. This is from the recent publication on educating health professionals, if you will, and I think this is a key emerging area of more in-depth study that we've got to start taking seriously. And our medical college's rationale for doing this is redesigning our professional health education is necessary and timely. We've heard students are asking for this, not only in the medical student level, fellowships, residency, but also undergraduates. Healthcare and population needs and health is global. Priority on a population base and preventive focus. Concentration on vulnerable and underserved populations. It is essential that this be multidisciplinary and interdisciplinary. We've started to see evidence of that. Emphasis on health as a public good and the importance of systems and structures. These are some of the elements that we feel help benefit the medical college and its local neighborhood initiatives, as well as for us to advance our interests across the globe. We have formal faculty partnerships that we've identified through a faculty survey. We wanted to know what are our faculty doing across the globe, and you can see it's diverse and distributed in many different continents. So our global health program goal is to develop a sustainable platform of local and global health to support education, research, clinical and public health training of our trainees and collaborative activities of faculty. Our vision is to train the next generation, and again, it's across neighborhoods and nations, our local neighborhoods in Milwaukee, and to reduce local and global inequities through multinational collaborative partnerships. In terms of education of our students, and we have a diversity of students on that top area, the M1, M2, M3, M4 years, in one part of our education strategy, we have, as has been referenced to, a global health pathway where students in their first year have elected to join that pathway versus a physician-scientist pathway, clinician-educator pathway, population-urban health pathway, or master clinician pathway. So these students now in that first, second, and third year, in the parentheses of 200 is how many students we have per class, and of that, some of those join the global health pathway for those 3 years. That's a cohort now that they're going to be doing that, and they have curriculum identified in that pathway. In addition, they have an opportunity to have medical Spanish academic enrichment, and between the M1 and M, they have a spring break, global immersion, that they can choose to participate in the first and second years. And in the summer between M1 and M2, there's a global research opportunity for students to participate in. So for the medical students in that first 3 years, there's an emerging spectrum of opportunities. We want to get to those students often and early because they tend to, and the research suggests that they tend to go into primary care specialties, serve in underserved areas, and that's why we want to start to get these physicians often and early. In the fourth year, we're enhancing the opportunities, the organized opportunities for our fourth-year students to have 1 and 2 month electives with preparation, with expectations of safety, pre and post reviews of their health to assure that it's productive and safe for them as they have those fourth-year electives. We have graduate students, residents and fellows and faculty also interested in global health, and we're beginning to develop those capstone opportunities for our graduate students, global health electives for our residents, and as the previous presenters have identified that this is increasingly of interest, and there is a specific track for our pediatric residents that's organized. They're the most advanced organized in our medical school, and there's a significant amount of faculty interest in all parts of the missions regarding global health. So again, back to the pathways required component, we have 65 students out of those 600, so 10% roughly, and we expect this to grow. We expect this to grow significantly. We have individualized education by pursuing areas of personal and professional interest, and we've got curriculum focus, again, some related to clinical tropical medicine, understanding special health care needs, and describing assets and challenges of working with limited resources, again, locally and globally. And we have some minimum hours of expectation and scholarly project expectation. Again, when the global immersion and spring break this year, we're organizing a break to Wisconsin, to Nicaragua, enhancing the Wisconsin-Nicaragua partnership that has been a partnership with Wisconsin and Nicaragua for over 25 years. So we want this to be in a sustainable situation that's going to be ongoing. A case study in healthcare delivery in Nicaragua, clinical observations, service learning project, and accompanied by faculty. Again, supervised, safe, and a continuing sustainable relationship that these students are going to have for this spring break. Medical student interest in Spanish, because of that population growing, exponential interest in this group, basic and advanced medical Spanish, didactic sessions taught by bilingual physicians, and Spanish-speaking volunteers from the Milwaukee community. And this year, we finished a pilot highlighting a significant interest of medical students in research. In this, we had opportunities for our students 5 or 10 weeks We had three students compete for three stipends. That's all we had for scholarships. There were 22 applications. Significant demand and interest in this area. We had that support privately determined. We had one student who spent 5 weeks in Hanoi and Ho Chi Minh City assessing helmet use among school children, and it was in partnership with the Prevention Foundation that addresses this significant head injury problem in Vietnam. The second student was determining obesity risks among Chinese at a partner institution, Zhejiang University School of Public Health. And the third student was examining waterborne illnesses in Milwaukee residents centered in the Kinnikinnick River Corridor with a community health center who's keenly interested in environmental health issues. That local connection. We couldn't have the El Salvador connection we had hoped for her experience, but it was a local, very good usage of local assets and local issues affecting our communities. And as I said, in the fourth year, we're increasingly having students work with us to have 1 to 2 month listed or unlisted electives, locations primarily with faculty partnerships in safe, credible, and sustainable areas that we want to have ongoing relationships from year to year. This is emerging quite dramatically for our students, and we want to continue to provide them with credible, safe experiences that also build upon their career interests. For our graduate students and masters in public health, capstone field placement now, increasingly there's an interest in global health related projects. There has been a request now to develop a global health course, which we know that Jim is going to be taking a very keen leadership role in developing. The master's in bioethics, we made a question about ethics was raised. There's going to be a course now in poverty, justice, and global health course that we're collaborating with them. A very important area that deserves a lot of attention. There's a significant number of fellows and residents interested in global health, and as I mentioned in pediatrics, significant focus concentration on pediatrics and global health has been developed at the college. We, again, as I mentioned, surveyed our faculty as part of our due diligence in organizing our program. We did a survey and got back a significant response from our faculty. Over 170 faculty of the 1,500 faculty are engaged in global health-related projects. And we've now got an interactive website for students who want to find faculty in the country that they're interested in. They go to the interactive map and can find these faculty. We found this to be a significant advancement and for our program to get visibility, not only amongst our faculty, but also amongst our students. So our commitment to this area is making a difference from neighborhoods to nations. The question was asked about what difference are you making in your various areas. We hope to do that. We're in the beginning stages of this attempt. We want to train future leaders, future next generation of healthcare and population health leaders for our own community in Wisconsin. Maybe they'll go to Philadelphia, we don't know. This is the kind of investment we want to make in our future leaders in this broad area. And we seek to reduce inequities and strengthen the health of populations and communities. Great. So I look forward to the discussion.
Great, thank you, Steve. Any quick questions for Dr. Hargarten before we move to general? Yes?
I noticed you have a certification in tropical medicine that you had mentioned. Is that through the American Society of Tropical Medicine and Hygiene, or is that a local certificate from Wisconsin?
We are preparing to be collaborative with the University of Minnesota's certificate program. We're working closely with Bill Saunders, who's we're actually going to be meeting with next month to advance that area so that, in fact, we're looking at the modules that are offered through that great program to have either elements of that being offered in the Department of Pediatrics or the entire course being offered so that they can go on to that formal certificate. And the certificate is changing in terms of its relationship to focus on tropical diseases, infectious diseases primarily, to a broader set of issues that we feel are going to be helpful for junior faculty to learn from, as well as our residents and students. So we're looking at that right now to advance some of those modules, some of those educational elements, to a certificate of this, in this case, the tropical medicine certificate, but also looking at a global health certificate. Some of the schools are starting to look at that as well. Again, we're in the early stages of developing that.